In the 1860s, Louis Pasteur had beef with another French scientist named Archimède Pouchot. Pouchot still believed in spontaneous generation. He thought that there was a vital principle in the air that caused life to assemble out of nothing. The idea had persisted since the time of Aristotle, and Pasteur was done with that shit. So to finally settle the debate, the French Academy of Sciences offered a prize of 2,500 francs to whoever could settle the matter experimentally. So old Milky, Mean Muggin' here, got to work and developed a number of experiments kicking spontaneous generation to the curb. And the most famous one is the swan-necked flask experiment. He made a flask with a long neck that jutted out of the bulb and then crooked down and then back up again. It was designed so that the broth inside could be exposed to the air, but dust and bacteria and other particulates couldn't get past the neck of the curve. So he boiled up the broth in it and let the flask sit for a while. And nothing ended up growing in the broth, even though it was exposed to the air with its supposed vital principle. But if you break the bottle at its swan neck, then bacteria arrives. And if you tilt the bottle so that it gets into that little deep bend there, then the bacteria comes around. And the experiment showed that the arrival of bacteria was caused by particles in the air rather than the air itself. And Pasteur wrote about it, writing, "Never will the doctrine of spontaneous generation recover from this mortal blow of a simple experiment."